Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Live from the Cross County Shopping Center in Yonkers on Black Friday, Westchester Talk Radio presents Fran's World. This is Jim Cleefield speaking. Fran's World is produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. And don't forget, you can always download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook too, Westchester Talk Radio. And now the show starring the woman who really loves to talk. She lives in her world, and we're welcome to it. It's Fran's World. And now here's your host, Fran Capo.
Yay! Woohoo! Hey, we got to applaud. There's no people right here right now. Okay. Where, Jim, how are you doing this morning?
Lovely. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving, too. I had a great time.
I did. And how about you, Matt? How you doing? Matt's my engineer here. How you doing, Matt?
Had a great time, Fran.
Good. Well, I don't like to cook, so I make people bring their own food.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I figure if I'm offering my house, the least they should do is bring their own food. But my husband likes to cook a deep-fried turkey.
Ooh, yeah. That's good.
So we keep it away from the house so it doesn't explode, because, you know, you want to be able to have something to go inside afterwards. And my son and I, a nice thing. And my son and I are gluten-free, so this year he was acting so miserable. He's like, nothing tastes good. Aww. I'm like, Spence, come on. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
But anyway, I have a great show lined up for you guys, and like Jim mentioned, I want to welcome you. We're live from Cross County Mall in Yonkers, and Fran's World is a show about happiness, humor, health, and living your dreams. Each month, I introduce you to my circle of unique friends who follow their dreams and have changed people's lives. And on today's show, I have two exciting guests here. We're going to meet a man who not only makes people laugh, but has found a way to incorporate that into helping veterans with suits. And if you want to break through the next level, meet the man who creates life-changing events. But right now, I'm going to introduce you to my first guest, who I just met not too long ago. I do comedy shows. I produce comedy shows at Terramitas in Peekskill. And I was told, you got to use this guy, Larry. He's great. So I was like, all right, I'm going to use Larry. So let me tell you a little bit about Larry. So Larry DeGregorio, I'm Italian, I should be able to pronounce that better, DeGregorio, was a police officer and detective from Orange County, New York. He retired in 2010 from police work after 22 years of service. Larry started his comedy career late in life and is taking the scene by a storm. He's a member of the Sons of Thunder Catholics Men Group, and with the group Feed the Hungry once a month on the streets of Newburgh. Larry is currently involved with Suits for Veterans Comedy Tour. He's partnered with longtime comedian Tom Briscoe in his endeavor. Suits for Veteran Comedy Tour collects suits at comedy shows. The suits collected go to a nonprofit organization, Save a Suit, where they are given directly to the veterans. In a few short months, the tour has collected over 600 suits. But we're gonna start, Larry, by, I first wanna thank you for your service. You know, as a police officer, and I want to say there are so many times I've been driving and see a ski rack behind me and get nervous. I'm like, okay, what is that? Is that a police call? What is that? But so how does somebody go from being a police officer to a stand-up comic?
It's not easy, I'll tell you. It just happened by chance. I entered a contest for the funniest first responder in the Hudson Valley, and it was hosted by a longtime comedian, John Mulrooney. And not only did I win the show, but afterwards John called me and said, you seem like you're a natural. And it's just gone crazy since then. I've been doing shows, and John hooked me up with a couple people, and it's just taken off by storm. And then that's two people, that's how I met you, and it just continues to grow and go.
Well, you know, it's really cool because I know John Mulrooney, and I got one of the first big shows I did. I was literally 11 months pregnant with my son, Spencer, and I got asked to do the late show, and John Mulrooney was hosting. Joan Rivers wasn't there at that time. And so I'm on the late show, and the two of us did a bit where we were actually, I called, because as the world's fastest talking woman, I called a Chinese restaurant and ordered the whole left side of the menu. And the guy happened to say, just out of the blue, he goes, okay, you're putting an order, make it fast. And we're like, oh, we'll make it fast. And we read the whole thing. John's a great guy. And John's been doing it for so long. So if he noticed that you were great, I mean, then, you know, you kind of got the blessing from one of the big guys out there. So you felt comfortable on stage the first time. Where did you get your material from?
It's all stuff I wrote about being, I'm larger than life. I'm a fat guy. I am. It is what it is. I like to eat. So yesterday was great. Thanksgiving Day is a day that the rest of the world gets to eat like I do every day. So that's fun. And I just talk about being big and being a police officer and being married 24 years and all that goes along with it. And through all that, John had been like a mentor to me and brought me along the way. And through his connections, I met my partner with Suits for Soldiers comedy tour, Tom Briscoe, another longtime comedian who, you know, the constant input from these guys is phenomenal.
So, all right, so you use your basic life to you know, go on that. And, you know, this is good because if you do the jokes about you being a bigger guy, so then, you know, you're like, hey, I have to eat. I mean, you know, I'm going to lose my act if I don't eat, right? I gotta eat. So let me ask you something. So now you met Tom. Now, Tom does cruise ships all around the world, basically.
Yeah, Tom's been to over 100 countries. He's got it's really cool. I was at his house. He's got a pin map in the basement with a pin in every country he's been to, and it's just covered. I look at pin maps like crime statistics, and I'm like, wow, there's a lot of pins there.
Who's buried there? What comic performed there? So now, explain to me how it came about that you were doing stand-up comedy, and from the stand-up comedy, it turned into these suits for vets. Save a Suit, as you're calling it now, right?
We're calling it Suits for Veterans Comedy Tour. And what happened was, it was Tom Briscoe's brainchild. Farmers Insurance was running a Suits for Soldiers suit drive yearly, and they were collecting suits. And we figured we'd take it to a next level and go with a comedy tour along with that. And Farmers liked the idea, and there's a non-for-profit involved with this, which is Save a Suit, and that's the actual facility that takes the suits in, sizes them, cleans them, makes sure that they're in good condition, and gives them out to veterans, both with job fairs and just by veterans contacting them, they'll actually ship them a suit.
So, okay, so they could be male or female suits, right?
Correct.
And it could be veterans from any, you know, Army, Navy, Marines.
Any branch of service.
Any branch of service. And so you told me that you had just at an event called Vets Rock, right? And it was a job fair for the veterans at Mohegan Sun. And you said that you were able to physically walk the veterans through the process. So just, you know, explain to somebody, because it's more than you just getting the suits and bringing it to them. It's you taking the suits and basically offering them a way to, like, change their lives, because some of them, you know, haven't been able to get a job or whatever. So explain what happened during that day.
It was a great event. We showed up, and Save a Suit accepted us with open arms. And most of the people like us that were helping out are volunteers from big corporations that really see the value of this, and they send employees over there for the day. And what happens is a veteran signs up prior, and they show up with identification, and then they meet one of us. And we take them, not by the hand, unless they want to be held by the hand, and then we will.
Or you grab them. Yeah,
that's it. And we bring them to the suit racks, and the suits are all sized, and they pick a suit of their choice, and then they pick a shirt and a belt and shoes if needed.
So it's the whole entire suit. They're not just getting a suit. They're getting a shirt, a tie, shoes. I mean, everything.
Everything. There was two hairstylists there and a makeup person to do female makeup and haircuts if they needed. There were other professionals there to do resume work with them, as well as job counseling. And that took up one third of the room. The other two thirds of the room was veteran services and over 75 major companies who were there to hire veterans on the spot that day. So back to how we do the suit portion, you take the veteran, they pick a suit. And something I found that was really kind of refreshing, you know, there's little things in life that refresh your thoughts of humanity. I'm holding two suits. One's an Armani, probably a $2,000 suit, and the other's a Kohl's store brand, David Taylor, whatever. Both beautiful suits. Not one veteran looked at a label. They looked at what they liked. The two suits in my hand, the gentleman I had, the veteran, he chose the Kohl's suit, and it was just crazy.
Now, did you try to say to him, listen, go for the other suit? No.
No, he picked what he liked, and it's refreshing. They're there to get what they need, not what they want, or maybe, you know, he figured it was more appropriate. And I took him through, and he picked a shirt, and got his little backstory. And everyone has a story, and some of the stories are heartbreaking, and some of them are really uplifting. One gentleman, he had a house fire and lost everything. He's had suits, but just currently didn't have any, and showed up at the event because he knew he could get a suit. The stories, and then the stories of people that donate to us on the other side of this are phenomenal, too. We had a gentleman show up at one of our comedy shows, and he said he lost family members and just didn't want to give the suits to any organization. He didn't think that would be what they wanted. And when he heard about what we were doing, that they were going directly to veterans, he said they would be proud to give these suits away, and so am I. So it's very refreshing. It's just...
You know, what's interesting, because then there's, like, love on both sides. You know what I'm saying? The person that's donating is feeling like, wow, we're donating to somebody that's helped our country, you know, that fought for us. And then on the other side, you're getting somebody who's like, what am I going to do now that I'm out of the service? And, you know, I need to look right for this job, you know, that I'm going on. Now, you also told us it's not only necessarily for people who are doing jobs. Wasn't there somebody that... mom or somebody unfortunately passed away?
Yeah, he actually came and he said, I have a job and I'm doing all right, but I just never bought a suit and my mom is really ill and I don't really have anything to wear when that day comes. And as sad as that is, it's, you know, it's kind of nice to know that he could come here and the camaraderie amongst them, you know, because they're all veterans. So while they're sitting waiting to come to us, they're all sharing their war stories, if you want to call them, about what's going on in life. And for them, it's somewhat networking, and it's also kind of therapeutic, I think, to be around people that are in the same position, and they're all there for the same, we're all there for the common cause. And that's what's so nice about it.
So, okay, so let me just get this. So, what, there's like a waiting area, and then you take one person at a time back to get the suit? Is that how it works?
Correct. There's only so much space, so there's probably 12 to 15 veterans at a time.
And where does this always take place? In different places?
Different venues. This year was Mohegan Sun, because they have the room, and it was great, because after the whole event was over, USO was involved in sponsoring a concert afterwards, and they had Eddie Money and Joe Walsh.
Oh, wow.
And so they put a concert on, which was really cool.
So they got dressed, they got made up, they had their resumes, you know, redone, there were companies there that were willing to hire vets or wanted to hire vets, so then they got interviewed, and then they got entertained.
Correct. It was great. One of the gentlemen I had wanted to be a police officer, so the fit with him and I was great. And, you know, when he found out I was retired, we talked, you know, cop stories and what have you and what he should do. And there was at least three or four police agencies, both from Connecticut, Pennsylvania, in the area, that were there to hire that day. So he left with his suit on and went right over to the table from the police agencies and interviewed and did paperwork right then and there. So it's just not a concept, it's actual reality. It's a living, breathing thing that's happening. So it's phenomenal.
How long have you been doing this?
We've been, the Suits for Soldiers comedy tour has been, it's only 6 to 8 months we've really been pushing with it. We've done 9 shows in that time. We've collected almost 700 suits at this point.
And how do you market? Like, where's your next show, for example?
Our next show is at the Bear Mountain Inn, which is beautiful. They just completely renovated the place. And that's on December 9th, again, at the Bear Mountain Inn. And we got lucky, again, for me, it's a triple win, because I have John Mulrooney doing the show with me.
Perfect.
Yeah, so my friend and mentor is going to be there with me, and he is incredible on stage. He is beyond funny. He's probably one of my favorite to watch.
I get to tell you, because not only that, so it's a comedy show plus dinner, right?
They can partake at a dinner buffet. They're offering a price. What we do is, at the door, anyone that brings a suit, gently worn newer women's suit, men's or women's suit, they get $10 off admission. So regular show tickets are $25. If you bring a suit, it's $15. And if you want the dinner buffet, which, coming from a big man, it is quite a buffet at Bear Mountain, you get that package with a suit for $65, $75 without. And if you leave hungry or not laughing, you have a problem, because there's going to be laughter and food beyond belief.
That means either someone messed up your mouth or you're deaf. Yeah, right.
That's it.
And you didn't get to hear it. Now, the cool thing, though, is, like, let's say, because this show airs internationally, anybody else can hear it, and let's say someone in California, which is not international necessarily, but so someone said, I want to donate to that, but I'm not getting on a plane and flying there, then they could go to a website and donate the suits there, right?
We do have a website currently up. It's suitsforsoldierscomedytour.com. And it's all spelled out, you know, regular Suits for Soldiers Comedy Tour.com.
Meaning the four is not the number four, and
yeah,
it's spelled out F-O-R.
That's set up currently. We have a 800 number now, too, for information that anyone wants. They don't actually give 800 anymore. They're all 833. So it's 833-SUIT-VET. Which is kind of cool that we were able to get that. It translates to 833-784-8838.
So we'll repeat that number again at the end of our interview. But the question I have for you, so are they actually physically sending the suits to you?
If people want to send them, they can send them. Or we, through our website, there is a link to Save a Suit, which is the non-for-profit organization we deal with. And if they have suits, I'm 90% certain Save a Suit will send them labels to ship if they're outside of our where we're currently doing shows.
So they could either send a suit, and can they just do cash donations if they wanted to do that instead?
Sure, cash donations. If they.
Who's going to say no to cash, right?
That's it. No one I know.
No, please, don't give me money. No. I want, please. Okay.
I'd like a tie and some shoes. Don't give me money.
Yeah,
I'm
right,
good
exactly.
With that.
But I don't really like that color tie. You know, well, then here's some money. You go buy the tie you like. So this is great. Now, I'm glad because I'm actually going to be part of this, part of the stable, right? That's
correct. You're on the hit list of comedians that make it. It's all A-list comedians, which is so great. Between Briscoe and Mulrooney, the connections and the people they know everybody in the business. So to get some of the bigger names, you know, the people doing it a long time like yourself and others, it just happens naturally for them. And when people hear about the concept of not only getting to do what we love, going on stage and being funny and making people laugh and forget their troubles for a little while, but now you're collecting suits for veterans, it just doesn't seem like it can lose.
Now, I want to tell people, because we are here at the Cross County Mall, we're outside, so to the left I could see the Gap. Right in front of me, I see the little red Santa house. So if anybody happens to be wearing a suit and they decide as they're walking by, you know what, this suit I'm wearing, I want to donate it because I'm going to buy something else, because it's today's not your average Friday. It's Happy Black Friday. So you can come here, drop off your suit. We'll get it dry cleaned. And then you go to a store and buy something else for yourself. Or go buy a suit and bring it over here. Larry's sitting here. He'll take some suits.
Yeah, that's it. It's funny. Fran notices the clothing stores. I notice the aroma of hot dogs cooking and the restaurants that are all around us.
Which is funny because they're nowhere in sight, but he smells them. Yeah, I mean, I'm literally looking, where are the food stores? And he is sniffing them out. Yes. Okay.
I know there's hot dogs just south of me because the wind's coming that way.
And see, he's like the GPS for food. Okay? He's like going, I know where it is. It's somewhere. It's behind me. He could probably tell me if the hot dog has ketchup or mayonnaise on it. Well, not mayonnaise. Who the heck puts mayonnaise? But you know what I'm saying.
They smelled like grilled Nathan's, if you want to know the truth. There's a problem here.
Oh, wow. He really, really, really knows it. But this is cool. So you got the show at Bear Mountain, which I don't live too far from. And Bear Mountain, like you said, is gorgeous just in itself. And actually, our next guest that's coming up later also has a connection to Bear Mountain. So that's kind of cool. Both of you do. So you explained how the program works. And so now let's just go back to a second for comedy. When you're on stage doing your stand-up, if there are veterans in the audience, on the night that you're doing the shows that are for, say, they suit, are there veterans in the audience and you're acknowledging them, or it's just that, you know, you're doing it and then you're sending it to them? It's not necessarily that it's a show for veterans. It's more that people who are coming knowing there's, you know, get to see a comedy show and they're doing something good.
That's right. But both are covered. One of the shows we did, there was a 93-year-old veteran that had suits, and he made his son, who I'm not going to say was older than me, but he was older than me, this guy's son, bring him there. And not only did they bring the suits, but they stayed for the show and had a great time. And we thanked them for their service. I mean, that's what it's all about, thanking them and giving back to them. And if we could do it with the suits and with the show, it's just a win for everybody.
See, that's what I love. Now, my husband's also, and he's not going to like this, but he never really listens to the entire show, so it's not going to matter. He's a big guy, too. So he's got suits that we're going to be donating to you. And so my question is, the suits can be any size, right?
They prefer the oddball, really large or really small, because, like I said, Save a Suit gives a suit to every veteran. If someone comes in and they do not have the size in stock, they'll go out and actually purchase the suit for them.
Oh, wow.
They have that available. So when they see a 58 portly like myself, they're watering at the mouth because they don't have a lot of suits in that size. And so it's great. Tall, if you're the string bean guy, the tall, skinny guy with the extra long legs and a 32-inch waist, they'll take yours. And if you're, the number zero like me, a round guy, because round is a shape, and that's the shape I'm in, they'll take my suits too. So it works out perfect for everyone.
Okay, great. So there's no excuse, I'm too big, I'm too small, I'm too tall, I'm too short. Anybody could donate a suit, and then somebody definitely could benefit from it. So... All right. So now that we've done that, let's go back a little to your past here. You were a police officer, and then you became a detective, right?
Correct. 2004, I got promoted to detective, which was the first time in my career I was able to grow a beard as well, which was something I hadn't done. I grew a goatee in 2004, and to date, I have never shaved it off. I've trimmed down, but never taken the goatee off. So it was a milestone for me as far as that. Nothing to do with comedy or police work, but hair.
Right.
The little things that mean a lot.
Especially now when it's cold. You're like, I love this facial hair. Although I do have to say, and it is radio, although some of you may have seen the streaming that we did on Facebook, because it is live. Larry has got an open shirt. He's making me cold. I have like 5 layers of clothes on. I have heat warmers I'm holding in my hands. And he's sitting here with flannel on and an open shirt. And I'm going, oh, yeah. He smells the food. He's dressed like, we're going to the beach. And I'm over here like I'm going to Antarctica. But, that's the difference between men and women.
That's it. I'm always hot, though. I go swimming.
Oh, look at this. I'm always hot.
Hey, I just can't help it.
Yeah, right.
But I go swimming and I sweat. I'm always warm. I'm just an exothermic person. When I get sweating when it's cold like this, steam comes off my head. It's quite a sight. You're lucky I'm sitting still.
Oh, my gosh. That I have to see. I need to see steam coming off your head. I don't know why. I just feel that that would be really cool. And now, all right, so we got this show at Bear Mountain that's coming up. And, again, we have the comedy night. It's Saturday. Oh, okay, so we have the one at Bear Mountain that's coming up on December 9th. And, unfortunately, I'm not able to perform at that one because I'm going to be in Florida. And then we have one on December, which is the one at Bear Mountain, like we said. And where's the address here? Oh, okay, so at Bear Mountain State Park. Look, you can't miss Bear Mountain. It's huge, it's big. You go there's a building, you walk in, you say, where's the comedy? But then he's got the show right after that, if you can't make that one, is at a place called Pamela's on the Hudson. Suits for Veterans Comedy Tour, Comedy Night, Saturday, December 16th. So we got the one on Saturday, December 9th in Bear Mountain, Saturday, December 16th at Pamela's on the Hudson. And if you go to suitsforveteranscomedytour.com, you'll get all the information of the address of where Pamela's Comedy Club is, unless you want to tell people. Oh, it's at One Park Place in Newburgh. And
That's it.
So, okay, so thank you very much, Larry. I think that what you're doing is fantastic. I'm so happy to be a part of it. I can't wait till I'm actually there. And you're doing a great job. Thank you again for your service and this fantastic idea. And again, guys, if you want to donate or if you want to come down, just go to Suits, S-U-I-T-S, for Veterans, with an S, Suits for Veterans Comedy Tour. .com. Find out when you could show up there and bring a suit. We'll see you later. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
An independent lifestyle with a little less work and a little less worry. It's what you want, right? Wartburg offers independent and assisted living, along with specialized memory care for those with Alzheimer's or dementia. From adult daycare and home care to inpatient and outpatient rehab, shorter long-term care, and much more. The services Wartburg offers are all backed by our 150-year reputation of providing quality care to seniors. Call to learn more, 914-699-0800, or visit wartburg.org. Wartburg, named one of the best nursing homes in New York State in 2017 by U.S. News & World Report.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt. Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office, too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a fresh floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals in Armonk and Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla. A box of heavenly chocolates from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. A social media consultation from MSM Designs. And a happy hour party at Saltaire Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize. A visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo!
Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at WestchesterTalkRadio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative. Made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit FaceliftsPainting.com.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community, as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
And we're back. You're listening to Fran's World, and we're here live at Cross County Mall in Yonkers. And it's Black Friday, not your average Friday. Happy Black Friday. Okay, and they have amazing discounts, by the way. They have free samples they're giving out, mini makeovers, DJ dance party, strolling entertainers. You know, they're walking around. They have massages. Don't worry, people are not just going to walk up to you. You'll be sitting in a tent. You'll be getting a massage. If you want to come up, we're located catty corner to the Gap, and we're near Santa, where you could just go inside, see Santa, ask for what you want. And so, but we would be nowhere without our sponsors. We're produced by Shark Creative. You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live, produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelift Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. And don't forget to download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes. Where else would it be but on Westchester Talk? You get it. You get the connection here. Westchester Talk Radio, Westchester Talk. And you, of course, we want you to like us on Facebook, Westchester Talk Radio. Follow us on Instagram at Andrew C. Shark and at TheRealFranCapo.com. Or you can go to Facebook and look up Fran Capo, the world's fastest talking woman, and you'll see me there. I am very excited now to introduce you to my next guest. I know him well. I've worked with him for a couple of years right now. But, you know, let me ask you people. Well, not that you can answer because it's radio, but answer in your head. You know that there are people who work hard all their lives to live the American dream, yet they don't know what they really want or how to get there. They know they want it, but they don't know how to get there. It's like, I see it, but do I swim? Do I take a car? What do I do to get there? Carson Tang is the president of Carson Worldwide. He employs experiential events to create awareness and marketing results for business. What is interesting is he's founded Power Mastery and a hike through life, using what he has learned from Carson Worldwide. They are empowerment communities offering opportunities for its guests to discover and navigate a path to the North Star through interactive events, activities, and workshops. I've been there. I know. These are amazing events. So, first, let's start with Carson. Thanks for coming out.
Hey, Fran. Great to be here. And it's interesting to be here in front of Santa's workshop because this is where magic happens.
Exactly. And then, see, now that's perfect. Santa Claus comes once a year to make the magic happen, but you do this every day of the year.
I try to.
Exactly. Now, Carson, so people understand this, what is your background and how does someone get to do a fun job like you do?
You know, it's pretty interesting. A lot of people wake up in the morning and hit the snooze button, or they say, oh, I got to go back to work again, or they wait till Friday, it's TGIF. It's like, why do you do that? And it's like, you should live what your passion is. And so many people say they envy what I do, and I said, I just do what I love doing. And you have to have the fortitude and the commitment to live your dream and follow that star. And so this started for me decades ago, even before I was even in college. I decided what I wanted to do in life, and that was to entertain people by producing events, bringing people like yourself and other people together to help other people to find where they're heading and how to get there.
So did you not have like a job in a supermarket first or a job anywhere? You literally went from like college to doing this?
I've worked pretty much most of my life. I started about 5 or 6 years old working in a supermarket, helping them stock shelves at night.
Wow. I worked in a supermarket too, so I know the feeling. I wasn't five, however. Yeah, but so I know. And the thing is that I love about you, Carson, I got introduced to you through my friend Lisa Wernick. And she was like, Fran, there's this guy Carson. He's having like this event. It's called Power Mastery. And you should find out, you know, what exactly that is. So I called Carson up and I told him, you know, hey, my name is Fran Capo. I'm the Guinness Book of World Records fastest talking woman. I've written, you know, 20 books, blah, blah, blah. We started talking and realized we both love what we do. We both have a passion for life. So I actually became a speaker at Carson's event. The cool thing about your events, Carson, is now I had never heard the term before, but you call them experiential. So explain how that is different than just going and listening to a speaker.
So, you know, experiential events, I discover, is where people are learning by doing. And experiential just basically means that people are learning by getting themselves involved in doing something. Because I could say something to you, you could see something, you could read something, and it goes in one ear out the other, or you could
Absolutely.
Flip pages, pass by your advertisement. So to augment that is we have people go down to an emotional level which penetrates into the subconscious and has a dialogue with that part of you that is pretty insular. Like when a salesperson approaches you in a store, it's like, oh no, not them again. So your conscious defenses are up. Subconscious dialogue takes place in which the person feels they could trust this person or they feel that they can help them in some way. And we teach people or bring them into an atmosphere or environment where they can actually learn how to create that part of themselves that speaks to their subconscious and be able to control their life and get to where they want to go.
Now, you know, the interesting thing about it is when, and you don't only just have one speaker, you have many speakers, even though the theme may be, you know, business or the theme may be growth, whatever it happens to be, and there's many speakers. I remember one year we were there and Tony Robbins' son was there. And The cool thing is, what part of the thing that I loved about the experiential experience is that you always had something that created a position where people had to break through their fear. So one year it was walking on glass. Another time it was eating fire. And I remember it was actually the very first time I was at your event, and I was doing a talk called Creativity and Marketing. And then at the end of it, we had where you were having teaching people how to eat fire, and I had brought my son. Well, naturally, if you're eating fire, you know, you want a video or a picture of it. So I did it, and then I had my son do it, and I am not good with technology. So I was like, Spencer, come on, eat the fire. He's like, Mom, I'm already helping you with your book sales. Why do I have to help eat the fire? I go, just eat the fire. So he eats it, and I guess I didn't hit the record button. And so he goes, did you get it? And I was like, oh, no, I'm sorry. You got to do it again. So he had to eat the fire again. The second time, the same thing happened. So I was like, I am so sorry. I didn't get you eating the fire again. He grabs the camera away from me. He gives it to Glenn, the guy who was your partner or helping you out at that time. And then Glenn's like, I'll take the picture. So we have this great picture. And Carson has come to my birthday parties. And even at my wedding, he was teaching people. So Carson, where do you come up with the ideas of what is considered a breakthrough? Because I know you do the arrows, and explain to people that it's not just about eating the fire. It's not just about, you know, the arrows. Tell why it's symbolic that people do that.
Those exercises are actually metaphors for things that break through in your life. A short story I read somewhere, which is a true story, was a grandmother was caring for her two children. and I'm paraphrasing this, is one of her grandchildren got pinned under the rear wheel of a car. She didn't know what to do. The lady was in her 60s or 70s. She ran behind the car, picked up the car herself on her own, dragged her kid out from underneath, but she had to hold the car up. So she held the car up with one hand after she picked it up. Summarily, what happened was lots of reporters are trying to get the interview on her on this story of this spectacular event that took place, a miracle, I guess. And basically, she refused all their interview requests.
Really?
And one reporter got to her by knocking on a door and said, I know you're not doing interviews. Can I ask you one question? And she agreed reluctantly. And he asked, why don't you grant interviews? Because what you did was unbelievable. And she said, young man, if I were to give you that interview, you know how many people I would hear from the rest of my life, you know, talking about this event? And he said, what's wrong with that? Wouldn't you want a lot of people to know about it? And she says, no, not really, because that would mean I would have to be reminded every day of my life what I was not capable of doing.
What I was not capable of doing?
Because she performed a miracle she never thought possible. So before that time, up until that date, she never took charge of her own life took what was needed to get past those hurdles. That was her inner voice. You know, people are born with only two fears. That's the fear of loud noises and the fear of falling.
Really?
Yes. Otherwise, there are no other fears when you're born.
So every other fear is a learned fear.
A learned fear.
So, like, I you know what? I actually experienced that because a friend of mine was so scared of heights. And we were at one of these outdoor events, and I was with my son, and I'm, you know, whatever, you know me. I bungee cord jump, scuba dive, sharks, do all these crazy things. So it was her and her daughter and me and my son. And there was, at that time, when it was okay, you know, we were riding an elephant. And her friend was, my friend was like, I can't get on that. It's too high. It's too high. I said, well, do you want me to bring, you know, Athena on there? And so Athena got on the elephant and started screaming. I'm like, the elephant hasn't even moved. She goes, but mommy thinks it's scary, so I guess it's bad. I was like, no, it's not bad. What? Just because mommy's scared of it doesn't mean you have to be scared of it. And that's why, you know, you're talking about a learned fear. So, but the thing is also, do you believe in a supernatural, like, do you believe in God?
I believe there's an entity or something out there that directs your destiny.
So do you think that woman tapped into her unused potential, or do you think it also was something that, you know, the miracle came through and happened?
I'd hate to associate it with an animal, but if you observe animals, they will live a certain pattern. They're very predictable.
Okay.
And so there comes a point in their life in which they're cornered, you know, like trapped like a rat or cornered like an animal.
Right.
And what they will do is do things that you never thought possible, like a very timid creature like a duck or a geese. They will run from you most of the time, but once they have ducklings or gooselings or geeselings, and
the
you
little are, ones,
yeah,
the
and
little
you
are, quackers,
exactly,
yeah.
And you approach them, they will defend them. They will chase you off,
right.
You know, even not fearing death from a hunter and his gun, whatever the case may be. So there is a threshold or a point in a person's life that becomes the breakthrough point in their own life. And so when we're talking about those things which I create, I look for those opportunities and identify what those fears are in the majority of people who are coming to the events and how we could break through that by creating a metaphor which makes them realize that what they were doing in the past is not serving their needs. And how can we bring that to their attention in a powerful way? So some of the things that people that fear causing paralysis is that they fear failure, they fear criticism, they fear embarrassment, they fear commitment. And if you look at all those things, any one of those things, it creates a wall or stumbling block,
a limiting view
of what you can do. So this lady, with her grandkids, she was fearful of failure, that she wouldn't be able to do that. She believed that she couldn't do it. That's another thing in fear, is the belief system.
Right. So, well, that's key, because it's almost like what you believe will manifest into your life. If you believe you can't, you can. If you believe you can, you can. So it's really up to you to change that belief system. I've actually watched people at your event, like when they were doing the breaking arrows, because people right away, when you hear arrow, they're going, oh my gosh, that arrow's going to go through my neck, and I'll die, and I'll be, you know, I'll walk around with an arrow through it. And I've watched people do it, and they are, it's like instantly their whole demeanor changes. Like, if I'm able to do this, how hard could a cold call be? If I'm able to do this, how hard could it be for me to go and ask for a raise or whatever happens to me? If I could do this, I can, you know, break through and you know, beat my illness. And so I think what happens is you give people those life-changing experiences by proving to them using those things as a metaphor. Now, Carson, you not only do these type of events, is Paramastery just in the U.S. or is it all over the world?
Paramastery, we're trying to make internet savvy, so we will be creating a community online where people connect with each other and support each other for empowerment. And so that will cater to mostly Gen Xers and baby boomers who have found a stumbling block in their own lives or walls that they come across. A very good example is how many baby boomers out there don't have the luxury of getting an interview when they're applying for a job that they're eminently qualified for.
Right.
It's that age factor or whatever the case may be. If somebody believes they're going to ask for too much money, that's an irrational fear because until you ask that question, it's not.
And that's the problem with a lot of people. You're going to get nothing if you don't ask.
That's correct. And so we're looking for building opportunities to create that network for people to grow, to support each other, but also find ways to empower themselves and break through.
So
through Paramastery, that is.
How often do you have the events?
The events we have, I created an experiential event, which happens almost every week or every other week, which is a hike through life, which is the outdoor segment of what we do for Paramastery.
So it's all connected.
Yes.
Right. So you have like the big major events, like the Paramastery where all the speakers are, but almost every week. And I get the newsletter. If somebody wanted to find out, by the way, how would they join to find out where you have these events?
So there are two sites, one for Paramastery, which is simply paramastery.com, which does the empowerment type events, workshops, and retreats. And then there's a Hike Through Life, which does the outdoor adventure. And we go anywhere from China, Europe, Alaska, to use metaphors of the outdoors to help people break through their limiting belief systems and get them into a regimented habit of being committed to life and bringing their life to the next level.
So, I mean, I know I've gone on a couple of hikes with you, and usually, you know, it's not an unmanageable group, so don't think you're going to be, it's like 50 people and you'll be walking. So it's like 20, 30. You keep it to a good size so people can be intimate. And people are also networking as they're walking and hiking, and then they form, you know, friendships and stuff like that. So where is your next event, actually? Where's your next hike through life?
I just wanted to add, it's interesting the people that show up on these hikes is because I've had mayors show up on the hike. I've had airline pilots. I've had doctors. I've had scholarly PhDs. It runs the gambit. And I even had people who are involved in sanitation and construction.
Really?
But all the conversations that occur on these hikes are very, very deep. And they're very meaningful, and people find ways of helping each other. And I have people going back 7, 10, 15 years who are still in touch with each other, having met on my hikes or outings, and you still see them using photographs from those events back from Paramastery and a Hike Through Life. And as a matter of fact, just recently we had two people who met each other on my hike who didn't know each other beforehand, and now they're in a relationship together.
Oh, wow, that is so cool. Carson also runs Match.com, though. I'm like, no. But, you know why? Because to me, it's much better to meet someone in an outdoor event like that because you already know you have something in common than to walk into a bar, which sounds like I'm about to tell a joke, you know, two good people walk into a bar. But you know what I'm saying? Then to walk into a bar, you've got these people who... Now, are a lot of the people... Now, the one thing I want to say is not all of them have to be expert hikers. You know, you rate like, you know, okay, so this hike is, you know, easy. It's, you know, a little challenging. It's very difficult. You rate it so people of all shapes and sizes can do it. Is there an age limit?
Well, we hike year-round, and it gets increasingly more challenging as the year progresses as we move into the summer months.
In the summer, it's more challenging than the winter?
Well, the hikes are more challenging.
Oh, okay.
Because we're able to stay out longer because we have more daylight, so we do more mileage. Huh. And it's safer to hike when there's no ice patches.
Yeah, you would think.
So we do more, and we challenge ourselves more because those hikes also, like Paramastery, become metaphors for life. I'll give you a good example. People who go on these hikes have to get up early because there is no hiking in New York City unless you consider Central Park and Inwood Park hiking.
Or climbing up an escalator that's not working, which is not really much of a
hike. So you have to get up pretty early, which means you have to commit to getting up early.
Right.
There's so many people that I see roll out of bed, they sign up to go hiking with us, and they say, hit the snooze button, go back to sleep, or don't show up.
Really?
And that's a lesson to be learned in life, is can you commit to keeping to a schedule for yourself and for your life? And what does that send to an employer or your spouse or your partner or other people around you if you can't keep your promises and your commitments?
To yourself.
Right, exactly.
Because you're the one who signed up. Nobody, had you at gunpoint saying, hey, you gotta go hiking.
Right.
And if you're like, I thought this would be really good, but I want to sleep instead, you find a lot of times if you just push yourself a little bit past that, like, I a lot of times will talk to myself, I'll go, shut up, Capo, just get over there, get dressed, get out there and do it. And if you keep, if you don't want to do something, talk your way through it, and then the next thing you know it, you're at the event. Now, is there transportation if people are coming from Manhattan or something, or do everybody just get to the location on their own?
So one unique, interesting thing about what we do is we try to coordinate rides for passengers, and we ask for a contribution to whoever the driver is to help cover their costs and expenses. And because we try not to coordinate it with when public transportation arrives in those similar areas, just because the hike locations get so crowded when those public transportation arrives. But we go all over. I mean, we travel, most of our local hikes are within an hour and a half of New York City.
Uh-huh.
And then our away hikes, obviously, we don't drive to usually unless we go to Arcadia, Bar Harbor, Maine, or Niagara Falls, Canada. We've been to all those places. But we do go out west. We go to Yosemite, China, I said Alaska. Kodiak Island, the Canadian Rockies.
I mean, it's awesome. You wouldn't even think, wow, we're doing, basically, you're hiking all around the world. And you're doing the breakthroughs all around the world. Now, do you tell people the gear they need, if they're going on the hikes? Okay, we're going to be here. This is what you're going to need. A good pair of, wool socks, hiking shoes. So is there a list of things?
So they get a checklist, and I look at what the weather is like in those areas and what the terrain is like. For example, we were hiking in the Canadian Rockies. I remember this distinctly, across from the Athabasca Glacier, north of Lake Louise. Uh-huh. And in August, it actually snowed. Something we didn't expect, but I was expecting it could do that. So I told people to bring warm layers and things just in case we had a phenomenon like that. We don't do backpacking, camping, but we do day hikes. So every day we return to the safety, comfort, and warmth of a hot shower and a warm bed.
See that right there? People are going, I don't want to sleep in a tent. Oh, okay, I'm going to get a hot shower. And so that could be the motivation to finish the hike. You get out there at 8 o'clock, you're going, but there is a hot shower and a nice bed waiting for me afterwards. So, so you have the hikes. Now, Carson, you're also trained, right, with survival training. So people not only get you, saying, hey, we're taking this path, but you also know first aid and things like that, right?
I went through training for wilderness first aid, advanced wilderness first aid. I also took courses in CPR and standard first aid. And I also taught leadership workshops for outdoor leadership, as well as Map and Compass, and also been the chair of a 110,000-member organization dedicated to stewardship of the outdoors, hiking and outdoors, and other things.
So I didn't know that. And you know what? So now I need to know. I got to take that compass class or whatever it is, because I use my GPS and I argue with it. I'm like, nah, I don't like that way. Why am I going that way? And before there was a GPS, I used to have that internal GPS that would say, oh, no, I think I need to make a right here. Now I've relied too much on the technology. So the cool thing is that you're bringing people back to nature, so that they could learn to rely on their inner self and their, you know, inner their inner GPS. So now, if people want to find out, let's get the website one more time. If people want to find out where to go for the hikes.
So there are three websites. One for my event marketing business, which is carsonworldwide.com.
And then
the empowerment, which is powermastery.com.
Powermastery, MASTERY.com.
And then there's the one where I do the outdoor adventures and travel, which I actually have one coming up, Cherry Blossom Smithsonian Institution Memorials down Washington, D.C., during one of the most incredible times of year down there.
When the cherry blossoms are in full
bloom.
In full bloom,
March 23rd, 2008. We're going down for the weekend. 2018, I'm sorry, yeah.
2018, you can do the cherry blossoms. You can find out the details by going to...
And the website for that is ahikethroughlife.com.
A hike. You remember to put the word A. So it's A H I K E T H R O U G H L I F E. A hike through life.com. You can find out. You can join Carson. You can meet him in person. If you really want to meet him, you could actually just come out to Cross County Mall. We're across from the Gap and literally right across from Santa's house. If you see that big green tree, you could come and go, Carson, I heard you. I want to sign up. And you could just meet him right here. And then, Carson, it's always a pleasure to have you on. I love your events, and I'm sure I'll be involved in many more of them coming up.
Yeah, we'll look forward to you on another hike.
And you're listening to Fran's World on Not Your Average Friday. Hashtag Happy Black Friday, November 24th, 12 to 4 p.m. You come out here to Cross County Shopping Center. You get amazing discounts, DJ dance party, free samples, strolling entertainers, mini makeovers. All right, we're not doing everything for you. Just a mini makeover, and you get massages. All of you come out to Cross County Mall today. You're listening to Fran's World. I'm out here, and I also have my book with me, Hopeville, the City of Light, which is the 44 Secrets of Happiness. If people want autographed copies, they could come. It makes a great Christmas present. Heck, I'm going to promote myself, too. Why not? And also, I'm doing stand-up comedy tomorrow night at Taramina's in Peekskill. Show starts at 7 o'clock, and you can check FranCapo.com, and you will see all the different comedy shows that I'm doing for the rest of the year. Carson, thanks so much for coming out, and you're listening to Fran's World. I think that's it for today. Thanks, Matt. Thanks, Jim. We'll see you guys December 2nd in Scarsdale at Balducci's between 10 and 11, where we're doing a Stuff a Truck food drive. And Carson, thanks for bringing out some food and save for Larry. Thank you, guys. Fran's World, and welcome to it.
Shark, Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too, and now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
Shark Creative.